This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey, you talking about Jack and Jill's?
I am a breast man.
Oh, I always have been. But I do like a little ass.
Oh, yeah.
I like a lot of ass. More ass than you do.
That is fair.
Yeah. The amount of times Tyler has hit me with it, that's just too much ass. Take a walk on him, man. Like, what you mean that's too much ass, man?
Well, I mean, he just
attack that ass.
Got his preference, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't, you know, I'm not doing it. I'm not.
I'm just saying it catches me off guard. That's too much ass.
Get me in trouble.
There is some, yeah, there is some, like, I understand there's some too much asses, like, you know, Lizzo from several years ago. Like, I can understand some too much ass.
So, like, she's a fine
Tyler
girl.
Tyler tell you Megan Thee Stallion's too much ass. And that catches me.
I never said that.
But you never said that. But there have been some in that range that's too much ass. Like, Lord, and you know you agree with me because you would have come out strong. Strong with it. No, I never said no.
You bring up good points.
There is some Megan Thee Stallion type of ass that's like, it's just too much. Obviously, just, you know, just admiring. You know.
Yeah.
But
appreciate a woman's beauty.
Yeah. All right, PFF, they do this every year. They put out their quarterback tiers to start the season. And these are the tiers, right? I'm not getting to the tier fives and the six. By the way, Anthony Richardson has slid himself into tier six. But they took his ass up out of the tier five is the young guys that we don't know a lot about yet. They took him on out of that young guys we don't know a lot yet to starters that could be replaced in tier six is where they took Anthony Richardson. But tier one is elite. Tier two is high-end starters. And then there is two parts to tier three. Tier three is solid starters who have flashed high-end play. And then tier 3B is starters, solid starters that need more help. 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, where do you think CJ Stroud landed? Do you think he landed in tier 1 elite? Do you think he landed in tier 2 high-end starters? Do you think he landed in tier 3 solid starters who have flashed high-end play, or do you think he landed in Tier 3B, solid starters that need more help? This is what they said about him. Stroud represents the cautionary tale of Jaden Daniels. Spoiler alert, they had Jaden Daniels listed ahead of him. A stellar rookie season followed by a sophomore slump. That said, he finished 2024 strong and delivered in the playoffs, leading the Texans to a wild card win over the Chargers. One glaring issue remains: his pressure to sack rate. After taking just 39 sacks as a rookie, that number ballooned to 63 in 2024, a problem that must be addressed moving forward. Text line coming in, Tier 2. Text line coming in, Clint, 3A. Text line coming in, 3B. Kick Rock says 3. He is in Tier 3B. Solid starter that needed more help. C.J. Stroud is the 14th overall ranked quarterback, and the other members of the Tier 3B are Jordan Love of the Packers, Baker Mayfield of the Bucks, Kyler Murray of the Cardinals, and then these may be tough to swallow, Dak with the Cowboys, Tua with the Dolphins, and then
Cowboys.
Trevor Lawrence of Jacksonville. Those were the others in the 3B tier. Clint, when you read that and you see how they have them specified, did you agree with the Tier 3B for CJ Stroud?
Well, it depends on what they mean with need more help. Like, is that mean the supporting cast, the play caller, they just need some more help? They're just not there yet. They just haven't graduated yet, or they're not good enough. I need to know exactly what that is. I would have C.J. Stroud more in the solid starters who have flashed high end play. But I'll be honest with you, I'd have several guys in that 3B in the starter that have flashed high end play, not just C.J. But I, with that said, just for the sake of the conversation, I can see where PFF could get here. I mean, they are an advanced stat. Flip every single stone, take everything into consideration. When you're having a quarterback conversation like this, I think you do view the quarterback through a lens of, yes, he didn't have that much help, but, you know, there is a certain responsibility of the quarterback to protect yourself. So all 63 sacks, those aren't all on the offensive line kind of deal. I could see where they got here. I don't agree with it, but I could see how they got there. Yeah.
I can see him around. So like the Tier 3, someone just texted in, who's on the Tier 3? Solid starters who have flashed high-end play. Because when I hear that, that seems like that describes CJ.
Agreed.
Right? Year 1, this is a guy who finished top 8 in the MVP as a rookie. That's high-end play. This is a guy that outdueled Joe Burrow in Cincinnati. Like, he showed high-end play, won a playoff game as a rookie. I mean, he was Jaden Daniels, who, by the way, Jaden Daniels is checking in Tier 2 high-end starters, and he is the 6th overall quarterback behind Jalen Hurts. So, I mean, he's checking in there. He sounds high end. And then last year, obviously, that to me is the best way to describe. He was solid last year to me, right? He was solid last year. And maybe you even add a little bit more to him with the pressure that he was under. So maybe it was a little bit more than solid last year. But he feels like a Tier 3A, which has Jared Goff at 9, Geno Smith at 10. I'm going to tell you right now, I'll take. It ain't even got the age for me, Clint. I will take C.J. Stroud over Geno Smith every single time. I like that one. I don't see how Geno Smith lands at 10. Brock Purdy at 11, another one that I would take C.J. over, but Brock Purdy has played well. I don't know what last year's season did for him, but he is at 11. So those are the three that are in Tier 3A, as someone texted in to wonder. Listen, it's weird. I agree. Like, to me, I think he is in the Jordan Love, Baker Mayfield.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Category. But I don't know if the wording describes him. Like, I would, if you were to tell me right now, often, like, who are the quarterbacks you would say? I think he's ahead of Trevor Lawrence. And again, the Dak Prescott one is weird too, because the last time Dak Prescott played a full season, he was healthy. He finished number two in the MVP and he led the league in touchdowns and yards. But
there it was. Glory hole.
But I still think at this moment you would put him behind him. But it makes sense to me that CJ Stroud would be in the same company of Baker and Jordan Love.
I'd even throw Kyler in there.
You would throw Kyler in there?
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about a guy that we won Rookie of the Year, didn't he? Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, somewhat. Kick rocks just said Stroud and Kyler are not in the same tier.
Yeah, look, I mean, based on what we've seen, I would beg to differ. Yeah, I mean, I think Kyler's played some really good football. He's had really bright moments. He's had some not-so-bright moments. I mean, if you want to take the whole drama behind watching film, not watching film kind of thing into effect, okay, whatever. If you don't like Kyler, cool. I don't necessarily – I've never been a fan of Kyler's demeanor and kind of his
– body language.
Yeah, I've never been a fan. But the reality of it is, man, you watch him play, little dude is electric with his feet. He's had super bright moments. You know, that there's a lot left to be unsaid, or, you know, like there's a lot – I think he's got to prove. I think there's a lot C.J. Stroud has to
probably
prove.
Probably hasn't had the best around him all the time.
I think Jordan Love is the same way.
Yeah, C.J. And Jordan Love, to me, feel like they are.
I think Dak is unfairly categorized here.
I think he's too low.
Yeah, I think Lawrence and Tua have somehow jumped up into that solid starter that needs more help.
I couldn't put Lawrence and Tua over Dak.
I think Baker's tapped out right there of Look, he's a solid starter that needs help. I think that's where he lives. I think he's tapped out, and I think Love, Kyler, and C.J. Stroud got some climbing to do.
All right, well, let me kick it here with you. Judging by kind of how they are putting categorizing these tiers, for the Texans to have the kind of successful season that they need to have, or that you would want them to have to get to the places that they want to get to, what level of tier does C.J. Stroud need to be in this season with this particular team, knowing, like, obviously, like, they've got an amazing defense, so maybe he doesn't have to be up there in tier one with, you know, Mahomes, Joe Burrow, and Lamar and Josh. But where does he have to be? What tier, what level does he have to be?
I think he has to be a high end tier two.
Tier two. Where I think he was last year going into the season. I think that's where people had him last year going into the season.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's fair. I mean, hell, he led the league in touchdown interception ratio, Rookie of the Year. Yep. Yeah, I mean, one team took a team from the bottom of the barrel to 10 wins in the second round of the playoffs. Yeah, I think that's fair.
By the way, that's Jalen Hurts, Jaden Daniels, and Matt Stafford, and your favorite, Justin Herbert.
Yeah, yeah, he's got to be up there. Like to me, he's got to play that level of ball. Like this team, even if the thought of the season is play defense and run the football, like it's you're going to do more of what we've seen here before. You're probably going to win the division, and you're not going to really be competitive in terms of winning a Super Bowl. I said it before, I'll say it again. I don't care how good the defense is. This team is only going as far as C.J. Stroud can take them. If you think they're going to line up and be conservative on the offensive side of the ball.
Against the teams you've got to beat.
Yeah, it's just not going to happen. And so I think on top of that, I think he's got to do more with less. As we've said before, or I've said before, I think the one thing that Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans is asking him to do this year is he's got to do more with less. Unless they are just this run dominant team that all of a sudden can run the hell out of the football.
Oh, come on, like, Clint, that's not it.
Well, I'm just I agree with you, but
their personnel right now does not. Their personnel doesn't even say that they want to play that way.
Well, he's gonna have to do more with less in a big, big way, and I think he's got to play some of the best football he's ever played in order to for this team to really compete in the AFC and really compete for a Super Bowl, and. So I would say he's got to be, to your point, to the topic here, I think he's got to be a high-end starter, tier two.
Yep, I think that's the point that I would agree with on that. I don't think he got to be, you know, MVP candidate like, you know, those guys, those top four. But it does seem like when you look at how the roster is constructed, how much they're laying towards him, in terms of responsibility, like it feels like, Clint, there's going to be some, defense, hold us in, and hey, man, we need you to go make a couple of plays.
Yeah.
And also, don't turn it over. Don't put us in bad spots. Like, we need you to go make some plays here and there, and don't turn it over because we need you to make up for maybe potentially the lack of run game, young receivers kind of needing to get up to speed with things and new pieces. So I do think he's going to have to be through the tier three and into the tier two because I think they're going to ask him to do more on the offense.
Yeah, look, I agree wholeheartedly. To me, Ron, it's pretty simple, man. I mean, it's you. If they ask CJ to be Superman, which I think here's the problem. The expectations for a lot of fans are CJ to go out there and be one of the top quarterbacks in his league and to light this thing on fire and to repeat to some degree lead the league in touchdowns and lead the league in the fewest interceptions.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.